fidelity of implementation is really important for a number of reasons. Knowing how and how well one is implementing an intervention or practice is important because we need to know whether or not we're actually affecting student outcomes. We really want to know if we're maximally improving those student outcomes as well. We're also very interested in knowing whether or not the results as promised by the practice have been realized by us who are implementing. And if we have to make enhancements to the implementation, we really know that it's still having an effect on those student outcomes. One thing that we've learned from the implementation literature is that continuous improvement is an important part of fidelity of implementation. You want to become more efficient with the intervention and still maintain the same level of outcomes because it's inevitable that some other intervention or initiative is going to come into the school and it's going to compete for time and resources. So we've got to figure out how we can continue to maintain the same level of kid outcomes by increasing the efficiency by which the practice is implemented. Implementation occurs in phases. There's this discovery phase about what's important, then there's this try it out phase and see if it can work, and then there's this let's go for it and put it in place, and then there's this ultimate level which is implementing with integrity and with sustainability. Each one of those phases requires that the system put in place the structures to support it. So it does become institutionalized. We've learned that it takes about 18 to 24 months for a school to adopt it with integrity, but it actually takes 36 to 48 months for that practice to become habit so that it is resistant to wavering and so forth.